Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, welcome back. I take it as a wonderful compliment that you all came back. So even if you're just doing it to be nice to me, I appreciate it. Or even if you're just doing it because you paid $18 and it wasn't worth it not coming back, doesn't matter. I'm a words of affirmation guy, and I take that as a strong statement of affirmation, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. I hope you found last week helpful. The terminology, the language, the idea behind it, whether or not I stressed it, I don't remember exactly, was what I started with, that concept of friendship. And how that really defines your relationship. It defines how you will handle everything that takes place over the course of your marriage. It is defined by knowledge. The more knowledge that we have of each other creates the atmosphere of friendship. We just get each other, we know each other, and we know our differences. But we just know each other. And when we know that, the more information we have about each other, the closer a couple becomes. And that really is the bedrock of a friendship, which is the bedrock of a relationship and of a marriage. And so all the activities last week were really geared towards that, just spending the time, getting to know it. Now, you're all married, you all know each other, yet, as life goes on, it gets more and more difficult to spend the time catching up and taking the time to answer and talk about those kinds of things. So that's why I tried to set it up this week, to have that opportunity, and that really creates what I'm hoping, what I understand from my own experiences and from others, just to create it. That's where those were from. What we're going to do tonight is built upon that, is tonight's activities. I have fewer activities, and they're going to take longer. You'll spend more time with them, so take your time as you go through them. If you didn't have time last week, obviously take them home, find the time at home. It's a great thing to be able to do. But we'll have more time just amongst yourselves tonight to do a couple of things. The ones I'm doing tonight, these are new things for me, the way that I'm doing them. So we'll see how they go. Okay, let me introduce the first one. We'll get right to it, since you know how this works. Anyone here follow Aisha Torah's website regularly? One, two, I don't have to admit, it's okay if you don't, that's fine. I know, you're closet Aisha Torah guys, I know. So they ran a series of articles, two articles actually, they ran simultaneously a couple weeks ago, called The 10 Things That Men Wished Women Knew, and a article side by side with that, The 10 Things Women Wished Men Knew. The man's was obviously written by a man, written by a woman, not married, just two separate people. The man's was written by a rabbi named Rabbi Dan Silverman, who I do not know anything about him. The woman's was written by a woman named Mrs. Emuna Braverman, who is a therapist. She's in her 50s or 60s. And they wrote a list of 10 things. These are the things that if only women knew these things about men, if only men knew these things about women. So I read them, glanced through them. Some of them spoke to me, some of them didn't. It wasn't of such great interest to me. What was of tremendous interest to me was the response that these articles got. A list, dozens and dozens and dozens of responses, passionate responses from men and from women saying, absolutely not, that's crazy, I can't believe you would write that that's something. If my husband saw this and thought that about me, that would be a disaster. And others say, no, this was right on, it was perfect. And for each item, and I read it, yes, I just thought, yes, I'm spoken to something. When I saw the responses that the readers had, some who were passionately in favor and some who were passionately against, it occurred to me, you know, that's an interesting thing. That would be important for a man to know if something on this list actually made his wife sick or was really important to her. And if something on the man's list made him sick if his wife knew that. Like, that's a great little activity. Not to read it through, but to actually, so I redid them. I want to just give credit to those who came up with this idea. What I did is I took the 10 and I reworked them. So they're not the original 10. And I can't really say that I exactly know what a woman wants a man to know. I felt much more confident writing the man's side of it. I got a lot of help from Rifki on the woman's side, but I did it with a specific agenda. I am not claiming that these are the 10 things that each one of you needs to know about each other. I am claiming these are 10 important principles that it is important for you to know whether or not your spouse thinks that this is important. So what we're going to do is I created this list. double-sided. You'll each get a sheet. On one side are the 10 things women wished men knew. On the other side, the 10 things that men wished women knew. And what we're going to do, amongst yourselves, obviously, I rewrote them from the first person. And each one of you is going to... So, for example, this is the first one on the men's list. Just like you, I need to feel loved, even though women have the reputation of being more emotionally needy. I yearn to hear the words, I love you, from you. Please say them often. So the man is going to read that one to his wife, his turn to say that, and then is going to say, I agree, or I don't agree. This is very important to me. It's not so important to me. It's a conversation starter. These are 10 things borrowed from the list from Eshet Torah, and I reworked them, I redid it myself, things that I thought were important. I'm pretty sure none of you will agree to all 10. That's the point of this. These are 10 things which it's important to know whether or not, like if a man, again, the first one the man's going to read, it's important for me to hear the words from you, I love you, in words. So it would be an important thing for, no, that's really not, it's not so important to me. Or, yeah, I would never admit that on my own, but now that I have to read it because I'm in this ridiculous workshop and the rabbi's making me do that, now that I read that, yeah, it is important to me, I actually do appreciate that. That's an important thing to know, whether or not the answer to that is a yes or no, I do agree, I don't agree, that's very important to me, it's not so important to me. These are 10 conversation starters, important conversation starters, which will be read in the first row, I need this, I like this. And you could either say yes, no, agree, disagree, very strongly agree, very strongly disagree. And you might disagree with all 10, totally fine. But it would be an important thing for your spouse to know. What I would recommend, this is the first time that I'm doing this, so I hope this goes well. I would recommend doing two at a time. Husbands will read two, read two, yes, no. And you could read them together, along with each other, then the wives should read the other two. And just go through the list of the 10. You guys, it might work out that you get through only three or four because you get a lot of good conversation starting. I expect this to take a few, 15, 20 minutes to get through. There are 20 things on this list, 10 from each of you. So you'll have some time to go through them. And have a great time.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.